Oh, yeah. It's a Monday morning. So glad you're hanging out with us. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, Live the Web Grill, producer Porkchop. He is back from vacation. We'll see if him being back changes things for who wins Song of the Day. We'll do that coming up within 15 minutes. Also going to get to Joe's Need to Know News. Right now, want to start your day off on a positive note. Monday motivation.
If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Hurricane Dorian hit the East Coast after slamming the Bahamas last week, and that's sad, but I have found some stories of inspiring people kind of stepping up to help out. There's a guy in Jacksonville, Florida. He went to a Costco, where you always find a good deal and free samples, and he went and got a generator, but then he's like, you know what? I think I'm going to get some more generators for people. This guy ended up buying $45,000 worth of generators. He got 100 of them. They're at $450 each. So he spent $45,000, and they're sending him down to the Bahamas because they are wrecked. I mean, it seems like a little thing, but that'll make a big difference helping out, trying to get people power and just get things functioning. So that's a good thing he did. And then a 6-year-old kid, his name's Jermaine Bell. He was supposed to go to Disney World for his birthday, but now he's using the money to help hurricane victims instead. He bought a bunch of hot dogs and snacks, and then he set up a stand on the side of the road and gave out free food to the people that were evacuating along the route. Aww. And also people that were helping out, just doing different things that were needed. He said he just wanted to lift their spirits a little and make sure they had something to eat, adding that his philosophy is, quote, live to give.
Oh, that is amazing.
So some positive stories coming out of a very negative situation with that hurricane. Mackenzie, what do you got today for Monday Motivation?
This spoke to me, and it just spoke to producer Porkchop. If you're having a hard time with relationships, this expert, Matthew Hussey, is on point. Why it is vital for you not to settle, and if he's not putting the work, ladies, thank you next.
I am ruthless with ditching people that don't give me energy. There are 7 billion people on this planet. I have zero time for flakes, for people that don't try very hard.
I know so many women who, they get a guy for an hour a week, or they get a guy for one night a week, and then they're like, oh, I just want to see him more.
But you don't understand, we have an amazing connection. We're great together. When we're together, there's fireworks, there's chemistry, we have such a great time. Well, that's a really dangerous thing to base investment off of.
When I invest a little bit, does he meet me there? Oh, I'm attracted to you? Okay, let me invest a little. Do you invest back? Oh, you did? Okay, let me invest a little bit more. I don't think relationships are easy, but the part where you say, I want to see you, and he says, yeah, I want to see you, that should be easy.
Relationships aren't always equal, but they can't always be unequal in the same direction.
He says he has no time, but I see him doing all of these fun things. Well, guess what? That's what he's choosing to do with his time.
Let's see what happens. Aren't we having fun? This is amazing, isn't it? Is it magical for you too? Because it's magical for me. Let's keep going. No one can waste your time. Only you can waste your time.
I'm going to allow you to put in that 5% of the amount of effort that allows you to get 5% of my trust. Then 10%, 15%, and so on. That's how any relationship is built. You don't start with the trust. You build the trust.
You need two people who actually are willing to construct a castle together, and it takes effort and it takes investment and it takes two people who really want to do it. And as you build the castle, it becomes more and more beautiful. It becomes more and more yours. The weather starts to erode the stone in beautiful and unique ways that make that castle unlike any other castle in the world. And a castle you can only get by finding a genuine builder. You don't have a builder. You just have a connection.
The right question is, where do I sit right now on his list of priorities? But there is a difference between liking someone and respecting someone. And when you talk to guys, measure them based on their investment, not based on what you want them to be.
The message is so important that it will save people decades of wrong decisions.
Wow, I hope my wife doesn't hear this.
I was blown away. It's 100%. Make them do the work or thank you next.
I wish I heard that years ago.
Me too. I was yesterday like, hello, you're flaky. Make them invest the time. It has to be equal or else find somebody who will.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
You're
Liz,
welcome.
What do you got for Monday Motivation?
So my Monday Motivation is about this teacher in Ohio who won the jackpot. So she won millions and millions of dollars. And the first question all of her coworkers had for her is, are you coming to work tomorrow? Because obviously, majority of people win the lottery and they're like, peace out, work.
See you
I'm
never.
I'm retiring. Yeah, I'm going to live the life. But she says even after winning these millions of dollars and not having to work, she's still going to work every single day. She works for this foundation that helps low-income families educate small children. And so she's a teacher, and I just think that's great. She sees more power in what she's doing for her community and for these kids than just retiring and laying back the rest of her life.
I could never do that, but I'm proud of her for doing that. That's a good story.
Me neither, but this woman is awesome.
I'm like, good luck, kids. All right, that's your Monday Motivation here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.